You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I want to share a couple of stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Listen to Your Dreams. This is our third book about dreams and premonitions and how you can use them as a kind of GPS for navigating your life. I'm constantly amazed at just how useful dreams and premonitions are. They can reveal so much about what our subconscious is trying to tell us, things that we're too busy to listen to during our waking hours. When you do listen, it can be life-changing or even life-saving, as it was for Nancy Lee Davis and Bonnie Collins Wood. Because sometimes whatever crisis occurs in your dreams or your premonitions prepares you for a real crisis that happens in your real life. In Nancy Lee's case, the dream was about horses. So as a teenager, she was obsessed with horses. She lived in the city, so she couldn't own a horse, but still she read all the horse storybooks, and her daydreams and her dreams at night were about racing across meadows or jumping high fences on a horse. That's what she did in her dreams. But during her waking hours, she was actually a bit tentative around horses. She went to a place where you could ride a tame horse for an hour or so in a group with a guide. And even though the horses were tame, she was still aware of how powerful they could be, and she was always a little bit scared. She was always a competent rider in her dreams, except for one time when she had this dream where her horse was galloping as fast as possible, and it was racing along these rocky dirt roads, and it was jumping bushes and logs through this marshy, mucky place. She was terrified riding that horse in that dream, and she woke up in a cold sweat with her muscles aching from holding on. And that dream made her even more timid around horses. But after a month or so, her mother took her back to the ranch for one last horse ride before winter. And it was crowded that day, so Nancy Lee couldn't get her favorite gentle horse. And instead, she was given a young one named Red, who was faster and pretty rambunctious. She managed to control Red, but then, as they were walking on the trail, she heard a commotion behind her. A girl had fallen off her horse because her blood sugar was too low. She was a diabetic, and for that reason, had sugar tablets with her, so she was given one, but someone needed to ride back to the ranch to alert her parents. Nancy Lee and that fast horse named Red were chosen to do this. She was scared, but then she remembered that dream and how in that dream she had handled a faster horse. So she prodded Red to a gallop and they were off, racing back to the barn so they could get the girl's parents to come and make sure she was okay, because her parents always carried insulin and other medicine with them. Well, they raced back to the barn doing exactly what they had done in her scary dream. And that day was a huge breakthrough for Nancy Lee. And from then on, she rode that fast, rambunctious horse as she had in her dream and as she had in real life. Bonnie's story is about another kind of riding in a car. Her tale starts with watching the morning news before getting ready for work. She usually didn't pay much attention to the news, but this morning, for some reason, she carefully watched a story about a vehicle that had run a red light and T-boned another vehicle. As she watched the replay of this accident, she thought to herself, what could the driver have done to lessen the impact of being hit broadside like that? And she visualized that a sharp turn of the steering wheel might have helped. Have you ever done that? Thought through exactly what you would do if a certain bad thing happened to you. It's worth paying attention to that instinct or premonition or gut feeling when you have it. Why Bonnie paid so much attention to that news story is a mystery. Why she even planned how she would react in that situation is a mystery. But as she drove the 22 miles to work that morning and approached an intersection that she had traveled through countless times before, she saw out of the corner of her eye that a black SUV on her left was not slowing down to stop at the stop sign. It was actually speeding right at her. She was going to be hit broadside, T-boned like the car she saw in the news. So she did exactly what she had thought through and planned, and she cut the wheel sharply to the right. Her car was hit, but in a much less damaging way, and she was completely unharmed. Bonnie says, "I believe with all my heart that I watched the news that morning for a reason. I don't think that I would have reacted as quickly as I did if I had not been through that practice run in my mind first." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening today. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, Listen to Your Dreams, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there, and you can check out the front and back covers and read more about what's inside. You'll find the book wherever books are sold, including Target, Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Costco Canada, and Amazon. If you want to read free stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, you can sign up for our daily newsletter, and you will get a free story in your email inbox every day. You'll get to read stories from our new books, as well as some stories from our books already published. Just head to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the newsletter sign-up option. You can also follow me on Twitter, where my handle is @AmyNewmark, and you'll see links to our free stories and to this podcast. Come back next time for something a little different, a couple of stories from our new book about how age is just a number. These stories illustrate why you're never too old to follow your dreams.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.